I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Broadcasting from the Shaw's Star Market Studios, the home of Dale and Keith, middays 10 to 2. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston, a Radio.com sports station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing.
Discussed earlier during the dumbest of the day, Bon Appetit magazine is scrubbing their recipe archive, and they have apologized for a 2015 recipe for a traditional Jewish dish that was authored by a chef who was not Jewish. And my sidekick over here, Wokey, thanks. Is that your name?
Is that what it is?
Wokey. Thinks that this is the absolute right move by Bon Appetit.
If you're very much woke, there is no such thing as distraction.
That Italian so food should only be prepared by an Italian.
No, you're missing the point, Gregory.
When you go to Popeyes, which you love,
yes,
the food should only be prepared by a sailor. Some kind of a seaman.
No, Louisiana.
Stop.
I was going to say spinach. You went in a different direction.
And by the way, Mrs. Wiggins brought in Black Mac's recipe for all of us. Can we not cook that?
It's problematic.
No, you can cook it, but you can't come off like you're the one who came up with this recipe and decided to write.
Can you?
Yeah, I can, Danielle. That's what happens when you're 50% black.
Oh, okay.
And
so
Italian.
So you can take credit for 50% of that
50%
sugar.
50% of that I can take credit of. That and the chicken palm. I got the palm. Chicken palm's not Italian. Well, yes, it is. Can't tell my grandmother that.
Brandon appears.
I can, because it's not.
Brandon, she's dead.
Brandon appears to agree with you. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
What's up?
Nothing. Wiggy, I do agree with you in a sense, but if you're not going to a family-owned restaurant or a restaurant that's been there for 100 years, you're not going to get old-world cooking by Chef George or Chef Jose in the kitchen. You're going to have a family member for original family recipes.
Oh, maybe
unfortunately.
Brandon, maybe the person who owns the place teaches them, hey, kid, this is how we do it properly.
What if you were taught by another chef, like, say, for instance, if you studied under a chef to learn a certain type of ethnic food, mm-hmm. and then you opened a restaurant to do that? Would that be okay?
Problematic.
Well, I mean, if you're taught by a chef, but the way that this...
What if you worked in a place that makes that kind of food for a very long time?
The way that this Bon Appetit thing was, this was a recipe that was penned by somebody who's not Jewish.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, I'm going to pen a recipe on how to make corned beef and cabbage.
Right. So nobody who isn't French.
I think it has corned beef and cabbage.
Nobody who isn't French should ever come up with a new way to make French fries then and share
those
the recipe.
Those are Belgian, Greg. How dare you?
That's the way you're taking this whole thing.
Well, that is the way I'm taking it. How else should I take it?
The way it is, you shouldn't. You shouldn't put something in whatever it was, a book or a magazine, and make it seem like this is an authentic dish that was a recipe that came from a person who was from this culture, or ethnicity.
Wiggy, more freedom fries.
Wiggy, do you think that mozzarella sticks are Italian food?
Oh, yeah. Got them at, I used to get them at Givelli's.
Yep, they're not.
You don't, and never disturb the marinara. Don't forget about that. You don't. You do not want to disturb the marinara.
It's the gravy when you put it on the pasta.
Never disturb the marinara. Yeah.
They don't have garlic bread with cheese in Rome, just so you know.
This is what bothers me about this argument, and I can see both sides of it here, but much of what cooking and baking is based on is a core set of techniques, recipes, and preparations. So really, like, we look at the issue here with the hamantaschen recipe in Bon Appetit.
What is it exactly, by the way?
So it's like a little, it's almost like a little shortbread cookie. It's a triangle, and it usually has some kind of preserves in the middle.
Okay.
Okay, so Purim, I think, is tomorrow to Friday, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, you could look at this as a combination of techniques. While, yes, this cookie is traditionally served during this Jewish holiday, or it has roots in X or Y. Like, if you look at the history of the breakdown of the name, hamantaschen. But at its core, you have the cookie recipe, which is kind of like shortbready, and then you have the filling recipe. So much of cooking is just blending different techniques to create things.
Yeah, but when you put it in a magazine under the assumption that it's a Jewish recipe,
it's a recipe for a Jewish, a traditional Jewish dish.
A traditional Jewish
Somebody else was suggesting, I found a way to make it. And they're sharing it with people.
You would think that the person that came up with this recipe is of Jewish descent.
It's like an ancient, like, old world basic recipe. This isn't like someone pioneered this thing and was like, I say that this is Portuguese in origin. Mm-hmm.
That's false advertising.
Italian,
whatever.
You're
right. It's false. You know what? De Niro's going to play Dr. King in the up-and-coming Martin Luther King movie because he's such a great actor.
Well, what about Liz Warren's powwow chili or whatever her recipe was? But didn't she have some traditional recipe?
This isn't funny.
For chili that she made.
Right. She got dragged for that, right? For having a Native American chili.
This is Bria. Hey, Bria.
Liz Warren made paella.
Hey, Bria.
I think they got it wrong. I think it's Brian from Barrington. Guy, how are you doing today?
Yeah, Brian, just turn your radio down. Thank you. What's up?
That's okay. That was close enough. So, hey, it's a great topic today. It's fun in discussion. Hey, I do a lot of baking and cooking, and this is a funny thing, too. Wiggy, is this. So, basically, unless it's the original recipe of the original time something was made, everything is a modified version of that. Mm-hmm. So basically, like, I do like a Portuguese kale soup, but to do it like basically a little healthier, I do pulled chicken instead of chorizo. So basically, it's everything about that other than the meat.
Brian, are you Portuguese?
I am not.
Problematic.
I'm German, so
problematic.
No, but it's not. Brian,
it's problematic.
Brian, it's not an issue because it's not going in a magazine. It's coming off as this recipe was made and this dish was made by a Portuguese person.
I think if you like went to Portugal, spent some time there, studied the cuisine, then you have a card to make the food.
This is ridiculous.
I'm serious.
This is utter, Ken, I'm with you on that one.
You are a pandering buffoon.
Why?
What time is Martin Yeti's open?
If I tried to open a Japanese restaurant, and had, I would be laughed at. But if I went to Japan and studied under the great sashimi chefs or whatever, and got my degree,
how about starting today?
When I was at Aria, and I asked Massimo, this gravy is spectacular. What is different about it? What do you do? Uh-huh. He said, this is my grandmother's recipe from Italy.
His grandmother's from Lynn.
Well, maybe her.
You know, Nick Ferrano wasn't born in Italy, Wiggy, right?
I'm just kidding. I'm just teasing. I'm teasing Massimo. Yes. Okay. The recipe comes from
Italy. She taught him and this, and then. Maybe if he does teach somebody who's not
if he has a guy who works there named Roy, and Roy finds a little bit of an alteration to the grandmother's recipe that makes it better. Is Roy not allowed to share that in Bon Appetit magazine?
It comes off as,
cultural appropriation.
Yeah, it comes off as you're sharing this. And I'm thinking that this was a recipe by an Italian guy. Come to find out it's Roy who's, I don't know, maybe he's Native American. And I'm like, well, wait a second here.
I'm so confused right now.
And by the way, Wiggy, you're such a fraud here because I just Googled mac and cheese origin.
Mm-hmm.
It's Italian.
No,
so you were repurposing an Italian recipe. No.
But he's Italian, Curtis.
No, I am. 50%.
I'll never hear you say that you're Italian.
Ken, when I walk down the
street,
a lot of people say, hey, this goes one of my Italian paisans right there.
Who says that?
My point, Danielle, exactly. Nobody says it.
Hello, Ross.
Well, if you talked about it more, maybe we would.
Hey, Ross.
Hi. Morning.
What's up, Ross?
I'm just going, Wiggy, by your argument then, you're saying that we should burn all of Julia Child's books. Because since everything was French cuisine, and she certainly wasn't French.
Well, but did she learn from a French chef? I'm with Ken. If she went to France and spent time there, she went to cooking school. And she learned from a specific person and said, okay, these were recipes taught to me by, you know, French people. I got no problem with that.
She was a spy, you know.
Mm.
Was she?
Yeah.
Very tall.
Julia Child was a spy during World War II,
I believe. Did she cook on like PBS? Is that
yes,
the lady?
Of course she did, yes. Is that the lady?
Yeah, well, her and the guy.
Most famous and first television chef ever.
Her and the guy who painted pictures with the afro. Yeah.
Bob Ross.
Yeah. Bob Ross.
King of ASMR. He's the OG of ASMR.
He really is.
Bob Ross.
All right. Well, anyway.
My brain is dead.
That is the issue with Bon Appetit magazine. They are scrubbing their entire recipe archive to please the woke. And here is Ken to tell you what is trending.
OMF, weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
It's the Subaru of New England Washington's birthday sales event. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. New Laird column up for your reading pleasure at WEEI.com. It involves Danny Ainge. Really, the coaching of Brad Stevens is coming back under the high scrutiny. I think Ainge is to blame for that contract extension of Stevens last year, in part for the soup they're in. They can't fire him. But in terms of Brad Stevens, last night the loss, 110-107 to Dallas. Is he to blame for the late game strategy against Luka Doncic?
Yes.
Or is that guy just great and there's nothing he could have done?
No, it's your job as a coach to know that, okay, that guy is great. How do we defend him, or how do we make it as difficult as possible for him?
I will say, like, the first three he hit was Tice was right in his face. There's nothing you can do.
Your column today at WEEI.com suggests five reasons that he should be fired.
Yeah. Well, more than five. But, yes, I mean, there are five big ones where he should go. And the Stevens contract is still bizarre. And Perk is saying it's on Brad. I don't think Ainge can fire him now.
No, he can't because no one knows what the extension was for, how many years. And he just gave it to him. So what kind of look is that on Danny for firing Brad when I just gave this guy a contract extension? It's got to come from Wick. Whoever sits above Danny.
That's Wick.
That's who it's got to come from.
The only person that should be in charge of the Celtics is a direct descendant of James Naismith.
Here's Stevens discussing Luka Doncic and his late game heroics.
Yeah, I mean, I think the two things that put them in position to win the game were obviously Luka's two monstrous shots and, you know, I just watched him because I wanted to say, like, what could we have done better? And certainly, you know, Kimba ran at him on the last one. Aaron kept him up high. I mean, I think it's hard when you're in the bonus and you don't want to switch up.
I mean, it's just, has everybody tuned him out? He doesn't seem concerned. He did seem a little exasperated in the postgame, but he still doesn't seem like he's got a fire lit under him, or he's ready to turn tables over.
And do what you did to him a couple times in that game. When he got the ball, you ran the double team at him, and you forced him, and you trapped him to make either a bad pass or turn the ball over. Do something along those lines.
Every star player they face gets 40 on them or wins the game late.
Yeah. But if you ask him where the Drano is, he could say, aisle 4, left side.
On the bright side.
The guy would make an amazing hardware store manager. Yeah. Nicest guy that there is.
Celtics-Hawks tonight, 7:30. All-Star Reserves announced Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are in. Tiger Woods update. Single car rollover crash, L.A. suburbs. Yesterday, his Twitter account last night releasing the information he is awake. He is responsive. He's recovering in his hospital room. He had lengthy surgery to repair significant orthopedic injuries to the right lower extremity.
Very similar thing happened with Ben Hogan, I believe, where he was involved in an awful auto accident. And he came back and I believe won majors after that.
I think Tiger can come back from
this.
You
think so?
Yeah.
I mean, if anybody could, it would be him.
Mm-hmm.
But he's certainly at risk when it comes to his addiction issues. And, you know, in painkillers. And I mean, it's just the guy, listen, like him or not, what he's overcome in his life is pretty impressive. And I get it. He put himself in a lot of harm was self-inflicted.
Right. So I don't get what he put himself through.
Well, I mean, don't you think that it was difficult for him when it came to his dad and his mom basically saying that it was golf only and no childhood and no...
Wiggy, you got to watch the documentary.
Yeah, no, I watched the documentary. Yeah, I understand that part of it, but he also, he wanted that. Right, because he talks about...
Did he have a choice? Have a choice at
all. In the documentary, he tells his caddy at the time, pull over on the side of the road. I want to work on some of my swings.
Yeah.
So that, what they instilled in him, he then just took that and took it to another level. No different than what a Tom Brady does, right? He doesn't push back against...
Much more normal upbringing.
No, but you're missing the point. But as he got older, he could have had a normal kind of adulthood, but he still was one of those people that was... you know, tedious about little things and saying, I want
excuses. Do you know that everybody, when they're a kid, that's when you develop the issues that occur later in your life? He was treated so poorly and was forced to be this, like, drill sergeant on the golf course that by the time he was an adult, he had no idea how to handle the fame, how to handle other people, because they never allowed anybody else to get close to him.
Right, but that made him the player he became.
Right, that's why this is tragic, because he was a great player, the greatest player you will ever see. I love Tiger more than any golfer in the world. He was the most fun to watch of anybody combined. But all the issues that manifested themselves later in his life were from the way he was raised as a child.
Pro Football Doc on Twitter, Greg, David Chow, he weighs in on a lot of these injuries from afar. He compares this to the Alex Smith injury and thinks maybe there is a chance for
Tiger. And
he
was able to come back.
Yeah, play football.
But he does, I mean, he has a rod in his leg.
We'll see, right? Yeah, both Tiger and Alex do. Yeah.
All right. Ken, thank you.
Get ready.
Ready to go.
We're back to more The Greg Hill Show on EEI.
Every one of you has good reason to be critical of me. I want to say to each of you, simply and directly, I am deeply sorry for my irresponsible and selfish behavior I engaged in. I have let you down, and I have let down my fans. For many of you, especially my friends, my behavior has been a personal disappointment. To those of you who work for me, I have let you down personally and professionally.
Yes, she does. And if somebody loved me like she do me.
Curtis, this is for you and I guess for me, from a texter. When is a man responsible for his own choices despite his upbringing? 20, 30, 40. So
I think you can do two things. You can hold someone responsible while also being empathetic to their situation. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm trying to do. I don't think that he should get off of this. Whatever. I actually said in my lead this morning that I was concerned that there may be other factors that led to the crash that we have yet to hear of.
Meaning it wasn't just speeding.
Right.
Or falling asleep or something, that there may have been a substance involved.
There's a track record here, and I think the same thing would happen to me if I had a single car crash.
Yeah.
People would say, he's probably drinking again.
Mm-hmm.
And I just am... After reading the book that Jeff Benedict and Armin Katayan did and then watching the documentary, he really, it's a unique thing, but he comes across as a victim in many aspects of his life, things that were not his choice. He was predetermined by his father to be this great golfer, and he became it. But all the other things that occur in life, he was not adequately prepared for, in my opinion.
Yeah, but you choose to do the things that create the bad behavior, right? So when you choose to have sex with multiple women when you're married, that's not something that you can go, okay, it's because of the way I was brought up. Like, I never buy into, it was my environment the way I was brought up. Because I know a lot of people that come from a lot of hot environments that make it.
Like me.
Like yourself.
Dumbass.
Right.
No, but think about it. Jacksonville, Wiggy.
No, think about it. All jokes aside, you dropped out of high school. There are a lot of kids who drop out of high school who do great things in their lives. And then there are a lot of kids who drop out of high school who don't. I'm not going to go, well, the reason why that kid wasn't successful is because he dropped out of high school. Because I can show you 10 other guys who did the same thing that are successful.
So you watch the documentary.
Yeah.
And Is there any, like, when you look at Tiger's father and the fact that Tiger was at the golf course practicing and the father was in an RV parked by the green having sex with women?
Right.
Is there any of that that plays into what Tiger became or no?
I think he sees that. And he understands that behavior is wrong. Now, would he?
Wait, what? How would he? That's the opposite. That situation would tell him it's fine. His hero.
But as he grows up.
No, but you just said he sees that and he knows it's wrong. Yeah, that's the whole point.
As he grows up, Curtis, as he becomes 14, 15, 16 years old and becomes a teenager, he understands that what his dad is doing is wrong.
Why?
Now, when Tiger gets to a point and chooses, okay, I'm in a position, what behavior am I going to have? It's similar to me, right? I grew up without a dad, never had a father in my life. So I was, in my life, I could look at it and go, well, now I have kids. I can choose to, A, be part of their life.
Or not. And you choose to be a part of their life.
Even though the behavior that I was taught or wasn't taught from my dad not being there, I understood that was wrong. And when I got to a certain point, I could have went either way. And there are a lot of people who do that. Hey, I came from a broken home. I seen that. Now my home is broken.
There are a lot of people that don't have the ability to pivot, though. And I know what you're saying, Wiggy, and that like many people are able to get themselves out of situations in which they were brought up. And I'm not justifying any type of bad behavior. But when you look at how you are programmed with your brain internally, your morals, how you think about things, how you approach things, it starts at a very, very young age psychologically. Mm-hmm. And people are very heavily influenced by what's going on in their family life. And that carries with them to their adult life. And even though you realize something may be wrong, in your head, there's either a justification or you just pass it off completely as a concern because it's all you know.
I mean, sadly, the first thing I thought about yesterday when I heard this was that he was trying to kill himself. I mean, I don't excuse any of his behavior, but he was from the age of, you know, what age did he go on the Mike Douglas show? 5 or something like that?
I mean, his entire life.
Mm-hmm. His entire life has been in the public spotlight, whether he wanted it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you can debate that.
He was 2, by the way.
He was 2.
He was 2.
And just to go back to Wiggy's point, like, when you are a young man, young mm-hmm. boy, hitting golf balls, and your idol, this larger-than-life figure, Earl Woods, who had a presence unlike anybody else, is in that RV having sex with someone not his mom, he internalizes that the opposite way mm-hmm. you just described. He thinks that's his hero is doing that.
But I also think that now it's about the person, right? Because you don't feel that way when people bring up Antonio Brown's past and how he was kicked out of his house and his dad was, you know, and his mother had issues and he was living in a car at 15 years old and doing all the things. But
you're
it's
right about that.
It's more about I like Tiger Woods as a person, so now I'm going to give him a pass. And
I'm not giving him a pass. I did the opposite.
Maybe I'm going to highlight the issues that he had at a younger age that might have led to some of the things that he's doing now as an adult. But I'm not going to give that same person the same luxury of, well, he dealt with issues. That's why for me personally.
Has Tiger Woods been accused of rape?
No, he hasn't.
So I think rape and what the other issues he's had are totally different situations. I will not defend or anything, bring up someone's childhood if they have raped a woman.
Yeah,
that is totally different. And that's what I was discussing Antonio Brown.
No, but Antonio Brown was never convicted of any of those
right.
crimes.
When we were discussing it, he was alleged.
And Tiger Woods had some issues in his life where he was, you know, doing the things we know.
But you love to pivot to somebody not part of the conversation.
Here's what I'm trying to get, Curtis. What I'm trying to get you to understand is somebody who comes from that environment, right, of the environment of dealing with things that are not on the up and up when you're younger. Tiger had to deal with things, even though, you know, it wasn't about poverty for him,
right,
but it was about him being in an environment that his dad was on his back all the time. And then as he gets older and he becomes 18, 19, 20 years old, I'm not going to then say, okay, the way he was raised is reasons on why I'm going to make an excuse for him on his behavior.
Listen, I think he's become, at least in my mind, he's become much more of a likable guy the last 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. You know, and you could see that in the documentary, even with the guys on the tour, Curtis.
Right.
Where they didn't like him. And then all of a sudden, they, you know, he changed a little bit.
There was a
and
moment so, where the Irish guy, McElroy,
yeah.
saw Tiger and Phil laughing and playing together. And he's like, oh, my God, like,
yeah.
this is a new thing. But yeah. just one thing, Wiggy, just to understand my point of view for 1 second. In addiction, which is my life,
mm-hmm.
there were, I think, 12 people at the facility I was at for a month in 2016. Two, definitely maybe three have passed away
mm-hmm.
that I was there with. So we all have different things. We all get to different places, but mm-hmm. some of us get help at the right time. Some of us are able to have a foundation at home. There are people that go through the very similar things that have worse outcomes. And
look at,
I think that's what happens.
Again, back to the documentary, just because there were things I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
He was so interested and so, you know, he felt it so necessary to please his old man
mm-hmm.
that he went and did all that Navy SEAL training, which screwed up his back.
Yep. That in and of itself prevented him from getting past Jack. I mean, I think he easily gets past Jack if he never has those back issues.
This yeah. may not be a complete tie-in, but I don't know if you heard the Cam Newton, Aaron Hernandez conversation. Do you blame Hernandez going bad on the death of his father? Because that was talked about a lot at the time. Of course, Wiggy was in the documentary,
yeah,
several of them.
But that was part of it.
But Cam was defending vehemently, this guy's not a villain, I used to hang out with him in Florida. Something changed in his life, yeah. It's an interesting clip if you want to hear a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, I would like to.
So we all got different Chico stories.
100%.
Like I was with Chico, like we was in the same recruiting class. So I seen the younger and one thing that I'll say about him, how he's being portrayed as this villain, that's not him. That's not him.
We talked about
it. I mean, him. Like, don't get me wrong. What in all respects of what happened, the person that I know?
Yeah. Like just from your experience.
And everybody from Florida at that particular point in time called him Chico. It wasn't even calling him Aaron. Like, no, bro, Chico. You talking about Chico?
Right.
Chico. Chico from Connecticut? Like, yeah. Like, he was a loyal, funny, goofy dude, bro. Like, so much so that he spent Thanksgiving with me and my family. Like that. So don't get, like, the bashing of who he is and what he was done, that's understandable. We live in a day and time that's what it is.
I mean, didn't he shoot or try to shoot the manager of a restaurant when he was down there?
Maybe Cam was gone by then. I don't know. But
yeah, there was some incidents he's had in Florida. But I've always, you know, my thing is, because I don't buy into this behavior. It's right. So Tiger sees that. Well, would it be cool? Would you use that same issue? Well, Tiger saw his dad sleeping with these women and go, well, that kind of uses an excuse when he does it. Would you feel the same way if Tiger saw his dad beating on his mother and go, well, you know what? That's kind of the way he was raised. Now he's doing it. It was because of his childhood.
I think what Curtis is saying is not that you excuse the behavior, but you can try to understand where it comes from.
No, I do understand where it comes from, but I also think there's a point in time when you get to a certain age, whether it's 16, 17, 18, 19, where you understand right and wrong. And you know that beating on a woman, regardless if you saw that your whole life, is wrong.
Right. And nobody's disagreeing with that.
Right, but if you choose that behavior, then that's something, a conscious decision that you made.
Okay, there's a lot of literature you can read on people that grow up in abusive homes. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of documentation. There's a lot of studies that are done with it. It really, 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 really damages your mental ability and your mental health.
Somebody you loved, mm-hmm. Michael Jackson,
mm-hmm.
grew up beaten by his old man. Pressured into being in the band, you know, the Jackson 5.
Right. Right. And I don't, and I.
Jackson 5 rejoin ABC. Calling for it right now.
Okay.
And I think you look at how. And I think you look at Michael Jackson's perfect example. Look at how a lot of people view him. You know, I think a lot of people are starting to come around and like Tiger Woods, right? For, you know, whatever reason it is, they want to see him. They want to see him kind of reclaim that glory, you know, and that's what it seems like. And I think it's more about. So it's not that we're giving him a pass, but I think maybe the way we talk about him is different than other people we might not necessarily.
Well, there are still people that are suggesting, you know, I just got a text about the interview that he did over the weekend with Jim Nance and about how he looks like he's hungover or worse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so there were a lot of people who automatically assumed what happened yesterday morning to Tiger Woods happened because he was on something, as my mom used to say.
Yeah, I wasn't, when I heard it, I didn't think, okay, he's on something. I thought, all right, obviously that's, people are going to instantly start thinking that because of his past. And then you start to find out some of the details and you make your judgment there. And the police officer said he didn't seem impaired.
Texter says the clip from Cam Newton shows that he can read a person about as good as he can read a defense.
Oh, jeez.
Was that your joke?
Texter.
Definitely blame that on the text line.
I'm surprised with that. I'm surprised with that take from Cam Newton.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. You know?
I don't excuse anything that Aaron Hernandez did. I mean, you're pulling out.
I played with Darren Sharp, and his locker was, you know, 5 feet away from mine, and hung out with the guy. I was like, man, this dude's a cool dude. And then come to find out that he was drugging and raping girls, I was like, yo, this.
No, you're pulling up next to a car and shooting people in cold blood because they spilled a drink on you at a nightclub.
Bananas. Yeah, you know, you know the choices that you're about to make. Yeah.
This is Ryan. Hey, Ryan, what's up?
How's it going, guys? Good morning.
What's going on?
I just wanted to back Wiggy's point up about Tiger Woods. Like, you know, people do, you know, obviously grow up in certain circumstances, but it takes a certain mental toughness to be able to turn around, and just people like Tiger Woods are weak, and that's the way that's a simple fact. It sounds like Wiggy was strong enough to be able to turn his own relationship around with his, begin a good relationship with his children, unlike him and his father. And I've gone through the same type of thing.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just a weakness, and some people don't have the strength to do it, and some people do. Tiger's weak.
Yeah, I mean there are some things.
Tiger's weak. What an idiot.
You know, I think maybe Tiger, you know, maybe if you, weak is the wrong word. I think Tiger, you know, it's a little bit harder for him to deal with, right? Or him to deal with some of the things, you know, that you see. But I think that his dad was very overbearing from watching this documentary. But I also think that led to him becoming this great golfer that we all see.
What's the cut you want to play, Ken?
This is from the Tiger doc about Earl in the Winnebago.
Yeah.
Earl had this little Winnebago. We'd let him teach on the range, and he somehow would teach very attractive blonde women. I never figured out where he met these women. And often, you know, after the lesson, they'd go into the Winnebago for cocktails. And, you know, Tiger was at the course. You know, and I was just every bit as bad. I mean, for a long time, me and Earl were the two biggest male figures in his life, the two closest to him. And, you know, and here I am chasing skirts and bringing him to the course, and he's seeing this. Yeah, and I was married, too, at the time, and he's seeing this. You know, to have that kind of access to this child's development and expose him to that, it's just, yeah. I mean, sorry, champ.
That's the golf pro of the course where they practice.
But see, I'd like to hear from Tiger and him say, you know what, that was a part of why I did it, rather than some guy.
He's not going to do that because people like you will yell at him saying he's creating excuses.
No, I would rather him tell me why this behavior was created, or was it, it had nothing to do with my dad. I was just a, you know, horny guy who liked sleeping around with girls.
Do you think Tiger's dad is a big reason why Tiger is a great golfer?
I think, yeah.
Okay, just like that, he's a big reason also in the way he acts off the course, because you learn from your father both in and out of whatever you're doing. And for people to use the word weak like the caller just did, that's why we have an epidemic in this country of grown men who don't get mental health help when they need it, because people like that say you're weak, when in reality it's a definition of strength to get help.
You should be afraid.
Sounds like Earl Woods had one rule, which was, if this Winnebago is rocking, don't come knocking.
Oh, Stevie Ray rejoined.
You know, I deal with issues.
Let me just, can I address this 978 text? Greg, Celtics are terrible, and you ignore the topic of firing Ainge and Stevens every day. Is that because you're buddies with Wick? Haven't we talked about that five times this morning so far?
Yeah.
Wasn't that Ken's lead this morning?
We haven't talked about it since Wick called, though.
fire Danny Ainge.
Awkward.
Where do you stare on Danny and Brad? Get rid of them?
I think they need. Well, Brad Stevens is going to be problematic because of the contract.
Okay.
But I would fire Danny Ainge.
Okay, there you go.
Not boom. Right.
If I were Wick Grosbeck.
Breaking.
Just got a text message from
Wick. Coming out. Breaking. Nope. Time to nope. fire to Danny Ainge.
Nope. Nope.
At Danny Ainge. Is that his handle?
Nope.
Next segment. Time, segment, Greg
time
will be
to
like,
move
nope.
on.
Breaking.
Time to move on.
Appreciate everything you've done for the franchise.
Appreciate
18
it.
Years
Appreciate
after
it.
A great career.
Wow. This team is under 500.
Yep.
And you're not getting you are not getting back to the Eastern Conference Finals this year.
No, don't look that way.
So time for a change over there. We'll be right back.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Tomorrow's show, Sean Corrali of the Boston Bruins at 9, and on Friday we will go inside the warped female brain with Danielle. This is Eddie from Connecticut. What's up, Eddie?
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
So I was calling to really kind of go after Wiggy about how he says that Tiger kind of didn't learn that cheating mentality from his father. Because kids learn everything from their family, especially with cheating. In a 2015 study, they found that kids who had unfaithful parents were twice as likely to have to cheat when they grew up. It was 44% versus 22% for kids who had parents that didn't cheat. The same type of thought process can be applied to all different types of behaviors, drug abuse, divorce, all different types of behaviors where you learn from your parents.
Yeah. I mean,
I think our parents are part of our development, right? Nobody's saying that his dad wasn't part of his development, but I think we get to an age where we then can realize we're old enough to say, okay, we have to make certain decisions in our lives, and we know right from wrong. We know the consequences that come with that.
It's not about decisions, Wiggy. You have to think of it more in terms of a mindset. The mindset is what propels you to make decisions in a certain light. So even though you may be cognizant, mm-hmm. like in your awareness that, yes, this is not wrong, your subconscious or your ego or whatever is driving that decision is going to look at what your experiences are.
He was manifesting the IHOP waitress. Is that what
Maybe.
You're saying, Danielle?
So based on the numbers from that caller, what did he say that how many percentage of people cheat on their spouses if they grew up in that environment? Then that's
I don't know.
Well, you would say then that would be the same thing. Who kids who saw their parents, you know, dad beating up on their moms or that
well,
kind of.
Did you see? Like I was on OnlyFans yesterday. Did you see what happened when the delivery guy showed up to see Mrs. Poindexter?
Was it Jamal or Marcus?
Things immediately spiraled out of control. It was out of control. This is Nick. Hello, Nick.
Hi, how's it going?
What's up, Nick?
Just wanted to talk about that last caller that was saying that Tiger was weak for what he's done. Yeah. I don't know if that caller's ever struggled or helped anyone who's struggled with addiction before. I mean, what makes you weak when you have an addiction? Addictions are pretty strong, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Why it's called addiction.
Yeah. I think they're, you know, and hopefully
mm-hmm.
that we will find out that Tiger being on something had absolutely nothing to do with this accident yesterday.
Right.
Right.
I mean, I think that, you know, so he was speeding away from the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to be an hour late for filming on this television show that he was doing. Mm-hmm. He was teaching, you know, doing golf lessons for celebrities. I guess he was supposed to be yesterday morning was supposed to be he and Drew Brees that were doing the show.
Right.
I'm hopeful that it was just he was driving fast, lost control,
right.
and crossed that median and then went into the ravine. The thing that I guess makes you question that is why there were no. It doesn't look like he braked at all. It doesn't appear.
So
that
maybe he dozed off then.
Maybe he did.
You know. So and that doesn't mean he was on something. That maybe, you know, maybe he was just tired. He's probably got a. I can only imagine what his schedule looks like.
Yeah.
I don't think it makes sense, though, to be falling asleep if you're rushing out of a hotel, narrowly hitting the sky when you exit. If you're tired, you're probably driving slowly, in my opinion, if you're about to fall asleep.
Yeah. Although, you know, the giving him, you know, a fair break, the police at the scene said that they did not suspect that he was under the influence of anything.
Right.
This is Matt. Hello, Matt.
Hey, morning, guys. That's an interesting perspective on Tiger Woods, as we are the same age, and I played a competitive golf round with him in Pinehurst, North Carolina. So all the junior golfers show up, and we're all put up in different places. But Tiger is with his dad, his golf coach, his sports psychologist. It was just traveling with an entourage, which is very great.
Yeah.
So we go out and play, and like when I say introverted. I mean, there wasn't one word of conversation, which is just like, I was like, whoa, this is strange. But anyway.
How old were you at the time?
16.
Okay, and so he was an introvert. I don't think he was able to. I mean, if you saw the documentary and you saw him dancing with that high school girlfriend and her friends at the party,
that was a Tiger we've never seen. Smiling,
yes,
loose.
But he was he
socially
was,
awkward.
He was because all he did was play golf.
Yep.
That's it. They did not let him have any kind of a normal childhood.
Yeah.
And I know you think that that's a great thing. You've said that before, that parents do that for their kids.
Right.
And turn them into a professional golfer.
Well, more times than not, you hear about the parents that are, you know, treating their kids like that. You hear about more of the success stories than you hear about the, you know, Todd Marinoviches, the guys that, you know, they kind of fall off the edge.
Even take sports away from it. Look at our young celebrity superstars and how they are able to sort of navigate the rest of their life. You see the amount of drug addiction. You see a lot of them with in and out of relationships. There is, I mean, it when you're famous from an early age, the way Tiger was, basically out of the womb, that's also another difficult thing that you need to deal with and understand.
Greg, how did you feel about the O.J. Simpson Twitter video reaching out to Tiger?
I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah.
Do we have it?
Okay. Hey, Twitter world. Like most people, I've been... watching the coverage of Tiger Woods and his accident, of course, all our prayers are going, you know, to him and his family. You know, Sunday, watching the Genesis Open and watching Tiger be interviewed, my daughter was in the kitchen and she said, "Dad, Tiger doesn't look good." I said, "Well, he may be on some medication because he just had another back surgery." And, you know, I at one point had a little sciatic problem, and trust me, I was living on pain medication. There's nothing fun about it, and with the many back surgeries he had, I just assumed he was on some medication. I don't know what that has to do with this. I do know this. After this last surgery, I'm a little surprised that the people around him, his manager and people close to him, would even have him drive in. They, especially if he's on some pain medication, they should have had a driver for him.
Real nice.
OJ.
OJ Simpson.
Hello, Twitter world.
I once had a stabbing pain in my back.
Oh, right. God.
Wrong
word
choice.
Where's the witchy tiger?
Yeah. Is there certain people like, all right, I know you might be a fan of his, but you might go, okay.
Can you reject prayers from somebody? If somebody says that they're praying for you, can you say no thanks?
Yeah, I'm
blocking. Prayers are with you, Tiger.
Can we ask Jack, the man that runs the worst website in the history of mankind, Twitter, why, pray tell, is Donald Trump banned, but O.J. Simpson is free to
That's
tweet?
That's a great question,
Hello,
Curtis.
Twitter world. It's yours truly.
I'm going to get Curtis a cameo from O.J. Simpson. Is he on there?
Here's Chad.
Hey, again.
By the way.
My sister got me that for Christmas.
Curtis, in case you're wondering, O.J. has not received an invite to Clubhouse. I'm not giving him one of my clubhouse invites.
Have people that are already in clubhouse paid you not to invite Wiggy?
No, I'll invite Wiggy to clubhouse. If
I'm
you
not
want.
On clubhouse.
It's about talking. So.
He's not on damn clubhouse. Hey,
Chad, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Hey, so, Greg, I just heard you do a read for AutoZone, and I'm just wondering, maybe if you get, like, a free gift card or something like that, because I definitely know you're not going to use it. So I was wondering if I could maybe, you know, get it from you.
Nope. I was just telling the fellas I'm going to go change my spark plugs later on today in the driveway.
All right.
There you go.
Whose driveway?
That's what I'm going
His
to
driveway.
Do. It took me about an hour the other day to try to add windshield wiper fluid to
really?
My car. Couldn't find where the thing was.
Did you pour it in the oil area?
I almost did.
Right.
I almost did.
Does your car start beeping when you get close to AutoZone? Like, what are you doing? Why are you going here?
Danger, danger.
He poured it in the antifreeze.
Nothing I love on a Saturday better than getting up, getting myself a coffee, and going to AutoZone, picking up the auto parts for
and
the
then watching golf.
You know, at some gas stations.
I'm just saying.
You know, at gas stations that pump gas for you, if you buy the windshield wiper fluid there, they'll put it in for you.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. So
I wish I knew that.
Any full service?
He's a DIY guy. He's hands-on. He really likes to get the stuff done himself, get his hands dirty. Look at those fingernails, crusty.
We know how Wiggy tips, so he spiffs the guy a dollar or two.
I gave the guy $5 the other day for doing my
I went into the Broadway on Sunday, and I was looking for you. The maitre d' said that, oh, no, he's back at the zone.
He skipped brunch to go to AutoZone.
Yeah, we just call it the zone.
Why can't Tiger drive? I don't get why. So what? You're a billionaire. You could drive. Maybe he likes to drive.
No, OJ's saying that if he is, I mean, it's... Listen, did he look in that video with Jim Nance on Sunday? Did he look like his face was puffy? Yes. Am I going to say that he was on something? No.
His gif, I don't know where he found this. This is total non sequitur, but I tweeted out, breaking at Greg Hill WEEI, just fired at Daniel R. Ainge. And then I tagged the Celtics, Scalabrine, Shaq, and Mutt.
What's wrong with you, Curtis?
And then... Jermaine Wiggins replied to that with this lovely woman who's trying to get to a finish line. She just falls under the ground.
That's one of Wiggy's top five moves.
I like that one. That's a classic. It's like I'm so happy to hear the news, and then all of a sudden somebody pulled the rug out from underneath me.
I love it.
Wiggy loves sharing the gifts as a response to a text. That's his favorite thing.
Kind of gets your point across in the way like you know, people understand it.
Loves it. Favorite thing. Likes the Malcolm Lawrence one. You share that a lot.
Malcolm Lawrence?
Yeah. Isn't that the guy? What was that guy's name on that show?
Try again.
Who was
Martin Lawrence.
Oh, Martin.
Malcolm.
Okay,
so Malcolm. Jamal Lawrence.
I think you were thinking of Malcolm in the Middle.
I didn't watch that show.
Uh-oh. Damn, Lawrence. Gina. Damn, Greg.
Come on, Gina.
Come on, Jerome.
That was the whitest thing I've ever heard you say.
Going back to what Jeremy Wiggins said.
What was the name of that show?
Martin.
The Martin Lawrence Show?
Yeah, starring Martin Lawrence.
I never understood the popularity of that
man.
Program.
Jerome Wiggins.
Shenanay?
Come on, man. That's one of the all-time favorite shows out there. Sitcoms.
Right.
Hey, bro, man.
Fifth
flow, man.
Rhode Island texter wants to know how long it took me to figure out how to open the car's hood. It took a long time for me to
figure
that out.
Now, that sometimes can get a little tricky, though.
I went to YouTube on that.
When you not the problem with the
you know the YouTube tutorials.
Wait a second. Did you have a problem finding with the hood opening lift button?
Yeah, the lift button.
Okay, because sometimes
so you showed that video to the state police and they opened it for you.
Sometimes I will agree with you, Greg. It's a little difficult when you actually get to the hood of the car to find where you
it's
need
difficult.
To.
Open. It's really difficult.
Oh my God!
Also needed the YouTube tutorial for the Nest thermostat because I couldn't figure out how to work that sucker.
Oh, that's pretty good. I have one of those.
You didn't download the app, did you?
No, I didn't.
How do I sync that? Is there a C-wire on this thing in this building? How does this charge?
Where's Danielle? Oh, she's at home again. Damn it.
It's a great invention, man.
You're losing your base here, Greg. Losing the hoipola.
Maybe
what do you mean, Ken? I'm talking about a common wire. I'm the common man.
What is that guy Malcolm from that old TV show?
He wasn't on the outside. He was, what is it?
Oh, he was on Outer Banks.
Yes, I never understood the popularity of 227. Who sits on a stoop and talks?
He was in that movie with that guy, you know, the rapper guy there, the one who had parents don't understand. What's his name? All those movies he had. Bill Smith, right? Bill Smith? He's married to the I don't know, the other girl there.
Lot of texters disagree. They say Martin was a great show.
Martin was a fantastic show.
Classic.
You lost on that one, bud.
Yeah.
Gotta watch it.
What was that, the 90s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was busy parenting during that decade. I didn't have time for
television. Oh, you were playing PlayStation.
Right. Maybe, but no. I was playing Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, that's...
Thank you.
With Reese.
Come on.
I got in big trouble for that.
Yes.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.